After your rather explosive experience with all three lovely ladies and their sexy feet, the days following were pure, unadulterated bliss. There didn't seem to be a single moment where you weren't at their feet like a babe to the teat. Mornings were mostly spent in Rue's bed. She loved the way you sucked on her toes so heartily as you fucked her pussy. Her moans enough to wake up the other two girls. Cleo, finding an annoyance, while Eva rather enjoyed listening to the moans and groans through the thin walls. Then later in the day, you liked to knock at Cleo's door. She'd open the door, roll her eyes, and sigh, then beckon you in. You were lucky she let you use her feet while she studied, ignoring you completely, not making a sound as you licked and sucked her toes and soles. However, if you could have seen her face, you'd see it a little flushed, and she would occasionally bite her bottom lip. And oh, how it soaked her panties. Then after a long day, Eva would come to you for her daily foot massage, which would always end with her rubbing you with her feet. That would make your third orgasm of the day, and you'd finally be spent. But hey, tomorrow's a new day, right? And the ladies are planning a trip to the beach on a perfect sunny summer's day.
Okay, you got the towels? Oh, and the coconut oil?
Yeah, yeah, got all the stuff. But more importantly, don't forget the food, Eva.
I would never forget. How dare you even imply that I could?
Are you sure you don't want to come down to the beach with us, Rumi? It's a perfect day for a dip in the ocean.
If you come, we'll take you to our favorite spot. It's nice and private. Well, mostly private.
Yeah? And then we'll let you abuse our feet with your mouth and cock as much as you want.
Ew! Don't say it like that!
Don't you want a little sun and soul?
Also, I can really use a good dose of vitamin D.
Ugh! You two are incorrigible. Boundaries have to be set somewhere.
Boundaries are made to be broken.
That's rules. Anyway, you're the one that suggested it in the first place, little Miss Sundene.
How dare you!
Look, Rumi, you can either sit here alone and jerk off to some foot porn, or you could come outside and let us use our real feet to make your fantasies come true.
You don't need porn anymore, Rumi. You have us.
Yes, come with us. I'd rather you not be here alone, because I know how you like blowing loads into our socks. It's weird, dude. Just splooge on our feet like a normal weirdo.
Hey, it's not weird. He can't help that he's so attracted to our sexy feet. If anything, it's our fault.
Okay, enough talk. Beach time, bitches. Come on.
Hey, don't forget your sandals, Rue.
Oh, shit. Don't want to stand on any sharp rocks and hurt my soles.
If you do, Rumi will kiss it better for you. Hell, even I'll do it.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Now, come on. We've all got our sandals on. Let's go. We're killing the sun here, ladies.
The beach, as usual, was abuzz. They say it was one of the most popular in the country, and the nearby university attracted a lot of students. It was hard to keep your eyes from all the beautiful beach feet of all the lovely ladies. Your roommates lead you past the busy spot and around into a solitary cove.
Yes, no one's here.
I don't think many know about this little spot anyway.
What do you think, Rumi? Private enough for you?
We can usually do some proper sunbathing here. I'm talking topless.
Jeez, don't excite him too much.
Yeah, like he even cares about boobs.
True. We should be covering our feet against your perverted gaze.
I'll drop the act, Cleo. You love it just as much as we do.
Shut up!
So, Rumi, how about you take the coconut oil and cover our bodies so that it won't get burnt by the mean old sun? It's SPF 4, you know. Perfect for getting a nice tan on.
And it smells a hell of a lot better than sunblock.
Agreed. love the warmth of the sun on my bare tits.
Always the first to whip your tits out, Eva.
Yours next.
Hey, you'll rip my bikini.
Oh, come on. We've all seen each other naked before. Or have you already forgotten the time we all fucked in the living room?
But this is outside.
Hey, my tits are out too. You can't be the only one not topless.
Fine. It's one thing to massage coconut oil into my soles and toes. I'm not letting him rub it into my tits.
Then we can do each other.
All right. That's better, I guess.
Ooh, do me, Rumi. I know you'd prefer feet, but my tits like attention too, you know. As much as I love it when you rub my feetsies, I think my boobies need some loving now and again.
Agreed.
Fuck, Rumi. Don't be shy. You're pawing at them like a timid little kitty. Caress them like you mean it. Grab a good handful. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, rub them like you'd rub my feet. Treat them with the same passion and sensuality.
Okay, get those towels down in the sand. All that's left is our feet, Rumi. You really don't want those to get burnt, right?
You better rub it in well, Rumi. If there is even the tiniest burn on any part of my body, then you will pay.
Stop! You'll make the tent in his pants deflate.
Hey, we're all naked. Why aren't you, Rumi? No need for swim trunks anymore. There it is.
Yes, that perverted cock. I bet it can't wait to fuck our feet.
And I can't wait for his cock to fuck our feet.
This is quite the view for you, Rumi. All three of us on our bellies with our bare asses and bare souls all before you. Like what you see?
Hey!
Ass for days.
Fuck! Keep slapping me like that and I'll come.
Your ass is so bootylicious, Cleo. You sure you covered it all in coconut oil?
No way you did. This may just be a three-person job.
Hey, come on. Oh my, that feels good.
One cheek for me, one for Eva, and Rumi, you work her thighs.
Fuck me, I could get used to this kind of treatment. Okay, Rumi, you may rub coconut oil into my feet now. Yeah. That's good.
And so do you like it when he rubs your feet?
Shut up. I'm not a slut for it like Eva.
Wow, fuck it. Well, actually, I am a huge slut for foot rubs. they're like crack to me.
Yeah, we know. Your moans through the walls attest to that.
I can't help myself. His hands are orgasmic on my feet. His fingers know exactly where to put pressure on my soles. Oh, and the way he rubs each toe, treating them all equally.
Jealous that he's focusing on my feet now, Eva?
Yeah. Come on, Rumi. Don't you want to rub my feet instead? They're the softest of all of us. You made sure of that with all that moisturizer.
I should be next. You get a foot massage every day for as long as you desire. I can hear you moaning for hours some nights. At least share, damn it.
Oh, Okay, because he totally doesn't rail you every morning. No doubt while sucking your toes. I can taste you on his cock sometimes, you know.
Hey, not every morning. Plus he gets what he wants, feet, and I get what I want, dick.
Ooh, if only he had six hands.
Perhaps we just need to find another two kinky footboys, one for each of us.
Oh, please, no. I can barely stand one.
You realize you can tell him no, right?
I know. But how can I resist his pathetic, pleading face? It'd be like kicking a kitten.
So you do have a heart, Cleo?
No, just a big softy.
No! I just can't let such a weak and defenseless creature out into the wild. He'd never survive without me.
Maybe you're right. Just what would you do without us, Rumi?
He'd have withdrawals. How would he get his foot fixed?
Meh. Not my problem.
Then you better savor it while you can. Come on, my feet next. Oh, yes, just like that.
Hey, no fair.
Here now, how about this? I'll rub coconut oil all over his rock-hard dick. Then you can rub all over him to protect your feet from the sun. It's going to take quite a bit of slipping and sliding to do it well.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Oh, does the feeling of Cleo's hands on your cock feel good? You're rubbing harder into my soles. No, I like a good hard rub. Yes, deeper. Don't forget between my toes. Ah, oh, that's the best spot. Oh, fuck yes.
There you go, Eva. Cock's all coconut oiled up.
Finally. Are you ready, Rumi? It's not the foot rub I wanted, but close enough. You can give me a nice, long massage when we get home.
Right. You guys enjoy that. I'm gonna lay here and enjoy the sun. It's strong today. I'm gonna become a golden goddess.
That's so good.
Already, Rumi?
Oh, don't tell me you're about to...
Hey! What the shit?
You were in the blast zone, Cleo. You only have yourself to blame.
Fuck! It's all over my tits and stomach. Stop coming. Ugh! Damn it! How do you blow so much?
He's so pent up looking at her feet all day. See? Still rock hard, even after that massive load.
Damn, that load would have been so much better inside of me.
Pass me a towel.
Wait, I want to savor the load my feet helped create.
Me too. If I can't have it in my pussy, I want it in my mouth at least.
Ugh. Fine, you weirdos. You better clean me up real good, or I'll be mad. I mean madder than I am now. Like, feeling my wrath mad. All right, all right. That's enough. I think you got it all.
Come covered, Cleo. Has a nice ring to it.
Quiet, you. That better not become a thing now.
Oh, it will, little Miss Triple C.
Shit.
Well, we've eaten. Are you hungry, Rumi?
Must be starving after such a big orgasm.
What did we bring? Sandwiches, chips, soda, grapes?
Oh, grapes.
Yep, and other fruits.
Let's put grapes between our toes and Rumi can eat them out from between.
Ooh, hot. You want a Rumi?
Come on, Cleo. Grape me.
Ugh, fine.
A green grape here, and a red grape here.
Our feet are gonna be so sticky sweet.
I bet if he had his way, he'd eat every meal off our feet.
Ooh, we should totally do that one night. Foot Feast Fridays.
But first, how about eating all these grapes like a good boy? Then you may get another reward.
Oh.
Oh. Tickle. Oh. She likes that. Oh, I love the feeling of each grape bursting. Must taste good, Rumi.
Or does it mask the taste of feet?
Feet, coconut oil, and grapes. What a combination.
You ate all the grapes, Rumi. I think the good boy deserves a reward.
A sticky, sweet, triple foot job.
Fine, but once he comes again, I want to actually get some sunbathing in.
Don't worry, it won't take long.
How does that feel, Rumi? All 6 feet squished into your junk.
He can barely stand it. It's okay, Rumi. Just let go.
Yeah. Hurry up and come already. Fuck.
Oh, there you go. Enjoy it. Our feet rubbing against you.
Wait, girls, stop. I want you to fuck me, Rumi.
Oh, shit. Really?
I thought it was all about feet with you, Eva.
Normally, yeah. But you've both been fucked by him, and, well, I want to feel just how hard our feet made his cock.
Yes. You'll love it. It's so good.
I will admit, his cock did feel amazing inside me. Better than on my feet, anyway.
What do you say, Rumi? I wanna fuck this little foot pervert's tight and needy cunt. I want you to show me exactly how hard our feet make you.
And to make it all the more hotter, Cleo and I will suck on Eva's toes while you fuck her.
More toe sucking?
Oh, come on, Cleo. I remember you saying my feet were sexy.
I simply stated that because you are sexy, then your feet must be sexy.
Then we agree. Eva has the sexiest feet. Spread your legs wide for him. Show him what he's missing.
Come on, Rumi. My pussy is soaked and ready for you. Fuck me in the hot summer sun.
Oh. How does he feel, Eva?
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, I've been missing out.
See? Oh. Now I'm jealous.
You take that foot, Cleo, and I'll take this one.
Let's finish him off for good this time.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, this feels fucking amazing. Holy shit. Oh, fuck me. Slow, Rumi. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like that. strokes like that. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Yes, please. Oh, fuck my pussy like you fuck my feet.
It truly was a perfect day. Sun, souls, and sex on the beach. After the last time, you didn't think it could get any better, and yet, here you were. Your hard cock pushing deep inside your foot-crazed roomie, Eva. She grinned up at you as you pumped, her hands on her tits, fondling her nipples with eager fingers. And oh, how she moaned. Rue groaned as she sucked at Eva's spit-soaked toes, one hand gripping Eva's leg with the other tight around her foot. Rue's mouth opened wide as she managed to take all five toes in her mouth at once. She gazed into your eyes a moment before winking. Cleo, however, held back her moans as her tongue ran up and down the length of Eva's sole on the other foot. As her eyes met yours, she glared as if it were all your fault she was here with her tongue to Eva's feet. But hey, if she didn't want to do it, why did she lick with such conviction and with cheeks so rosy? It was all becoming too much to handle. Your cock throbbed inside Eva's tight warmth, and the sight of her perfect feet being worshipped by two goddesses was enough. You could only hold on for so long. Even after already having one powerful orgasm, your head tilts back, and you let out a long moan of unfiltered ecstasy.
Oh, fuck, Grammy. Oh, I feel you throbbing. Oh, are you gonna... Oh, are you gonna... Oh, yes, come inside me. Oh, please, fill my cup with hot cum.
Hey, cream pies are reserved for me.
Bitch, you had your chance, and I'll shut up and suck my toes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Come inside me, Rumi. Dump that thick cologne. Yeah. Deep. Oh, so deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. Oh, I don't think I've ever come so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, three of you are amazing at what you do.
Don't make a habit of it. I don't want to be there to suck your toes every time you orgasm.
Oh.
It'll just be me and Rumi then.
Yay!
But I do want the cream pie next time. You better promise me, Rumi.
Oh, shit, it's leaking out. Oh, tickles my booty hole.
We can't let it go to waste.
Do you want a slice of this freshly baked pie, Rue?
Only a slice? I want the whole pie.
Eat it out of me, Rue.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to enjoy the sun and get the tan I've been meaning to get. That's better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.